looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you, you will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We are going to be talking about nerve-wracking experiences and what you can do for your nerves so you don't have to cope with the nerve-wracking too much. Also, we're going to be talking about how we can help stabilize our bodies a little bit more. And we'll see how much time we have left over for some other topics. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that good stuff, a big salute and semper fi, righteous men and women in uniform. I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm hitting the knees, and I hope you are too. I did bring my devotional today, and this is out of Revelation 17 and John 15. It goes like this. Relax in my peaceful presence. Do not bring performance pressures into our sacred space of communion. When you are with someone you trust completely, you feel free to be yourself. This is one of the joys of true friendship. Though I am Lord of Lords and King of Kings, I also desire to be your intimate friend. So when you are tense and pretentious in our relationship, I feel hurt. I know the worst about you. I know the best in you. I long for you to trust me enough to be fully yourself with me. So when you are real with me, I am able to bring out the best in you, the very gifts I planted in your soul. Relax and enjoy our friendship. Amen to that. If you can call the Lord your friend, you're doing all right. So yeah, mine time, seek the Lord's face, mine time is growing short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Alrighty, first up in the quacker, let's see, space breakthrough. Anybody out there into the space stuff? You know, the Trekkies and all? Well, scientists have a teleport breakthrough. Yep, for the first time, scientists have successfully teleported a photon from the ground to a satellite in orbit. Now, it's been 20 years since quantum scientists successfully teleported a photon over 10 miles, proving that quantum entanglement processes, you know, the stuff Albert Einstein calls spooky action at a distance, it's actually possible. So a very unnatural phenomenon occurs when two quantum objects, such as photons, share the same wave function. And since they come into existence at the exact same time and place, they share the same identity even though they're separated. So what happens to one happens to the other wherever they exist. So a team at University of Science and Technology of China, Shanghai, set a record teleporting photons over 60 miles on Earth. And now 7 years later, they've outdone themselves. They've teleported these photons from the ground in Tibet, 2.5 miles above sea level, to a satellite orbiting Earth 310 miles away. So this marks the first time that an object has been teleported from our planet into space. So yeah, that Star Trek teleport is looking like it's a possibility. All right, move along in the quack report. Hey, Frank. You there? Frank, do you have a messy desk? Anybody out there have messy desks? You know, do you catch some hell for having a messy desk? You know, you just look cluttered, a little unorganized, way messy. Okay, Frank, you're going to like this. A messy desk, they said, this is new research, could be a sign of genius. Frank, you're genius. So your desk, if it's overflowing with scraps of paper, post-it notes, coffee cups, envelopes, even wilted desk plants, they said you're not idle. It turns out that you have this creative genius. This is a new study of researchers, University of Minnesota. They said your working mess has a productive impact and it has order to it, even though it doesn't look orderly. So after they tested how well participants came up with some new ideas when they worked in both tidy and disorderly work areas, it revealed that the messy room generated same number of ideas as the clean room counterparts, but the people in the messy rooms had more creative ideas that were evaluated by impartial judges. So apparently, if you're in disorderly environments, it can have an impact that helps you think outside the box, a little bit of a risk taker, a little bit of edge to it. So, by the way, Albert Einstein, Thomas Edison, and Steve Jobs all had messy workplaces. You remember the photo of President Obama? His desk was spick and span. There wasn't even a folder on top of that thing. That ought to tell you something right there. Oh, Frank says, I'll accept being a genius, but not so sure I'm buying order. Yeah. Well, it's in your head ordered. You know, it's you got it all together in your brain there. All right, moving along the quack report. In the United Kingdom, they say cancer is more common than getting married or having your first baby. This is an analysis by Macmillan Cancer Support. It shows that over 361,000 cancers were diagnosed in 2014 in the UK. compared to just 289,000 marriages. So the new cancer cases are as common as graduating from university and more common than women having their first baby. So the data also showed that over the last decade, 1.2 million people have been diagnosed with cancer under the age of 65. Ooh. And last but not least in the Quack Report, well, speaking of cancer, here's a report that study that was in the Science Translational Medicine Journal said that they found that chemotherapy spreads cancer through your body. For decades, people have been taking these cancer treatments, but it's causing more cancer. A team of research scientists at New York's Albert Einstein College of Medicine has found some very compelling evidence that chemotherapy is only a short-term solution. So I've known this for years, that it will kill your original cancer, but it gives you a secondary type of cancer that's harder to get rid of. New York scientists explain that while you're shrinking the tumors of your original cancer with chemo, you're simultaneously opening new doorways for tumors to spread into the blood system, triggering more aggressive tumors, which are often going to result in death. So it's harder to get rid of those. This is a quote from Dr. George Karaginas. He was the lead author in this study. They think the toxic chemo drugs switch on repair mechanisms in the body that allow the tumors to grow back faster. They also open doorways in your blood vessels, which allows the cancer cells to spread to other parts of the body. Knew that too for a long time. And thank you for vindicating us, Doc. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had my button pushed in there, Frank. I'm so sorry. I have a habit of doing that. I need a wet noodle. Okay, so based on that chemo report, all good things come from God, right? So if drugs offer side effects and risk, how is that good? Food for thought. All right, moving along here. Let's see. We're going to talk about some nerve-wracking experiences. So if you hear someone say they experienced, you probably do. People love to share their shock trauma experiences. So if you hear somebody that says, I had a nerve-wracking event, it really is a situation of great stress. It causes a lot of anxiety. Another way to describe it is this type of intense stress is it was a nail-biting experience. It causes a lot of worry and duress. They're not fun when you're in it. You're lucky when you survive it. You feel relief. But people experiencing nerve-wracking moments are typically extremely nervous, intense, and restless. So we're going to see how we can strengthen the nervous system in this segment and, better equipped to handle extreme stress events. Okay, Frank says his nerve-wracking experience in an event is called life. Yes, from time to time we have them, don't we, Frank? Well, let's check the social list. Just get a little clarity here, because having a nerve-wracking experience really goes beyond that long list of common social fears people have, like, being socially rejected or ostracized or having an extremely embarrassing or humiliating moment, or being shy and awkward, or being labeled weird, or making a mistake that impacts a lot of people, or meeting new people and having to mingle, as well as, getting caught in a lie or relocating to a new city or school or having to stand up for yourself. So, the nerve-wracking event goes kind of beyond that stuff. So nerve-wracking experiences entail much more extreme stress, and in many instances can be life-threatening. So here's some examples. Let's say you're driving on a narrow mountain road during a big snowstorm that's known to have avalanches. It's kind of, just get me home. Just get me to my location. Also, how about an emergency landing if you're in a plane. Ever had one of those? That's just really, that'll just make you swear off, you know, flying. Also, living through a tornado or hurricane, as well as a terrorist attack or war. So, you know, war seems to be topping the list. Now, if you're on our newsletter list, we have a free newsletter. You can subscribe for free. Just go to thepowerherbs.com and click on books and newsletters. And you would have gotten this week this graph of nerve-wracking experiences that, you know, topped the chart around its spikes at like 300%. Now, this chart comes from the UK Guardian, and what they did is they graphed nerve-wracking experiences during World War II. So war tops the chart. It will make you have nerve-wracking experiences of about 300%. So it's kind of extreme, and because out of all the events listed, war is by far the most serious of the nerve-wracking situations. So we can be as prepared as possible. Really, nothing compares us or prepares us for war. Now, soldiers, they can take all those psychological tests, and they go through training and boot camp, all that thing that possibly prepares them. But, you know, you still may not escape that post-traumatic stress that war can give. So during World War II, the U.S. started measuring the stress soldiers were experienced or exposed to. So they then decided, you know, we're going to place soldiers in smaller combat groups to reduce the social stress. So about 1 million soldiers, that's about 25%, are going to suffer some emotional stress from the trauma that war brings. So the more tours that the soldiers are sent on, the higher the stress, which can increase by at least 50%. So military psychologists used to call this type of stress combat neurosis, but then it was changed to the label combat exhaustion or battle fatigue. So the military realized that every soldier is vulnerable to war environment, and thus the slogan, every man has his breaking point. Now, in 1947, the U.S. Army produced a documentary that was titled Shades of Grey, and it was regarding the mental stress soldiers endure in war, and then also the treatments the military engaged in when soldiers were ill. So during World War II, the military described combat exhaustion as having the following symptoms: hypervigilance, paranoia, depression, memory loss, and something called conversion. So what that means is it's a neurological symptom, could be paralysis, blindness, or other nervous disorders that can't be physically explained. Now, the Greeks referred to it as hysteria. So during World War II, the medical treatment for combat exhaustion was getting a lot of rest, having some therapy, and of course, lots of barbiturates. Yep, they just loaded these soldiers up with sodium pentothal. Now, World War II ushered in also a whole new approach to mental health in the military, so the National Mental Health Act was passed in 1946. But you know what? The Smithsonian has records, too. They have all these documents of the effects of war going back to World War I. So it was then that the diagnosis of shell shock injury was recorded. So at other times, it was listed as a nervous breakdown. So World War I brought in a new type of injury that was really not seen before due to the shock caused by these high explosive type weapons, the mortars, the grenades, and bombs. So the term shell shock, it first appeared in the 1915 medical journal, The Lancet. So medicine described the injury as a sudden motion or shaken brain that was first considered a physical injury that also qualified the soldiers to be discharged and for their pension. But later, in 1916, medicine distinguished between the types of shell shock, those that were exposed to exploding devices and those that were not. So those not exposed to exploding weapons, which means they weren't in close proximity to the explosives, so they were classified as having neurasthenia, which is a nervous breakdown. Symptoms would be, you know, shaking, headaches, tinnitus, dizziness, poor concentration, confusion, memory loss, and sleep disorders. So the soldiers that were closer to explosives had those symptoms, plus they could have things like hearing loss, loss of taste, loss of smell, and loss of vision. So one soldier described the effects of a blast force of from 200 yards away as being hit unexpectedly by a huge ocean wave. So a stigma then was attached to the term shell shock. So now in 1917, the doctors stopped. Well, they wanted to avoid listing that as a diagnosis. So instead, they listed not yet diagnosed and in parentheses put nervous. I grew up, Frank, and there was a World War II vet on our street who suffered shell shock. That's what all the people on the street said. And he had, you know, definitely a trauma to his brain. He didn't get dressed up in his uniform or anything, but he would pace like he was marching back and forth, went outside. It was almost like he had to go out there and do his turn of duty. All right, so let's look at the future therapy. I'll take a little peek here, because in the near future, anyone trying to overcome nerve-wracking experiences may find themselves speaking with a robot psychiatrist or psychologist. So the artificial intelligence industry is really weaving its way into all facets of life. So the virtual therapist is normally a human therapist that's speaking to and treating patients over the internet. But the artificial intelligence therapist, they state, will outperform the flesh and blood one. So I kind of wonder, how do you program a robot to have empathy? You know, Frank? I don't know. How you do that? The University of Southern California Institute for Creative Technologies has been testing their version they call Ellie. So patients are concerned with all their information kind of being in a digital format and, you know, the security risks that offers. But the creators state that the robot is less intimidating and patients won't feel judged and have less reason to lie to the therapist. DARPA is behind the project, and the software for Ellie is called SemSensei, and the artificial intelligence therapist has software that can analyze the body language, you know, facial expression, emotional cues. So, for example, if you had a flat expression, that's a sign of depression. Also, the real confusion comes in because Ellie says she's not a therapist, and she's just there to listen. Well, therapists keep records of their sessions. So does Ellie. It's digital. So this robot also does not respond to questions either. So it may ask you questions, but it won't respond to yours. All right. Well, let's look at what can help us strengthen our nervous system. You know, we've heard all the things that can help, you know, break it down. Well, in 2016, researchers in Australia at the University of Sydney found that people can reduce their risk of illness, including the cognitive kind, with physical exercise. So a lot of soldiers with post-traumatic stress disorder found that with some form of exercise, it helped them put a lot of stress out of their mind. So weight training seemed to be the most effective because it also improves physical strength. So the mind actually knows when you're stronger, and this affects neurotransmitters and your mood. And how does that happen? Well, according to the research team, they said that building strength also builds nerve impulses along with your muscles. So our brains live on electrical stimulants, and we function at a 100% efficient capacity when we're strong. So the research done at the Center for Healthy Brain Aging in Australia also indicated that by safely progressing to use heavier weights during your workout, is called high load training, it improves the efficiency of the nerve cells surrounding your muscles. So efficient nerves carry more and stronger impulses, especially to your brain. So the nerve cells in the brain also improve in adapting and creating greater nerve cell activity. So their research was published in the 2016 October Journal of the American Geriatrics. So, how you know, easy, less, not real expensive for you to just kind of gradually work in, or some regular exercise and some strength training, right? Well, I'll talk about the nutrition too, because stress will deplete your system of a lot of nutrition, and the nervous system needs a lot of nutrition. So you're also, your drugs, your alcohol and tobacco will do the same. It will deplete you. So most people, to dull a lot of their emotional trauma, will reach for those types of substances, and that compounds their problem on a physical level. So the brain and nervous system, they actually need a lot of nutrition to function and regenerate and heal itself. So the major nutrients are organic plant-based calcium and organic vitamin B. So your thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, folic acid, biotin, also your calcium with boron and magnesium, which will be coming from plants in the 2-to-1 ratio. It's not an animal product. Also, unprocessed salt, because it contains the microminerals, 84 of them, that provide the electrolytes for the nerves. So you got to have real salt, not processed, but real whole food salt. So if you don't have organic sources of these types of nutrients, what happens is the body's going to feel tired, going to feel exhausted, depressed, irritable. You may experience memory problems and difficulty sleeping. So a majority of people tend to reach for synthetic vitamins, including the B complex. But when the body's in duress, you want to avoid those fake supplements that are made from isolated lab chemicals. So these supplements are not the same as whole food sources. So your body will not need mega doses of organic nutrients to heal itself, and therefore more is done with less. So, you know, try to eat certified organic foods in the lifestyle and your diet. If you need a supplement, you know, be picky and get a whole food supplement too. All right, so we're going to be reducing the effects of stress. And, you know, because life is full of stressful experiences, and it's kind of impossible to eliminate all exposure to stress. But what we can do is strengthen our bodies to cope with the stress better. So lifestyle changes to include those organic foods, get that regular exercise is going to definitely help. And also your medicinal herbs designed to support the nervous system. You know, your brain, your muscles, your immune system, also going to go a very long way at making us as stress-resistant as possible. And also help us avoid the antidepressants and other drugs, right? Absolutely. So there are several products that are offered by the folks at Apothecary Herbs to assist you, like their brain concentrate. They have the Celtic sun-dried salt, the calcium plant formula. They also have the smoker's helper if you want to quit smoking, the emotional stress formula, as well as the valerian root, and of course that body food mix, which contains those natural B vitamins, and a whole lot more. They also offer the full line of immune boosting formulas as well. So you can give them a call to order and empower yourself, or request your free catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., it's 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277 or thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare option just became endless. That's right. You want to remember, toxic drugs and synthetic supplements work against nutrition. We're taking a break. We'll be right back. Sugar. Oh, honey, honey.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the prostate kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the prostate kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to be talking about stabilizing the body, but before I do, the folks at Apothecary Herbs wanted to let me know that they have a mystery discount code to post on their website at thepowerherbs.com. So you can take this code and plug it into your shopping cart and see what kind of discount you get. It's kind of cute. So check that out. You can also use the discount over the phone if you want to place an order. You just tell the person you're talking to that you want to use the mystery code, which is MYS17. And, of course, it's on the homepage if you want to look it up there. So also, if you are registered and you shop there at thepowerherbs.com, you will also earn reward points you can redeem for saving. So there's lots of ways to save. So check out the mystery coupon code and see how much you can save. Oh, and that's on orders of $45 or more through, I think, Sunday. So you can use that through the 16th. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. All right, we're going to be talking about stabilizing the body because, you know, it sounds harder than it really is, though. You really have to have strong bones and connective tissues. And if you don't have a good skeletal system, you're going to have some serious health problems because our framework tends to be divided up into like the sturdy bone frame that is also covered by your muscles and tendons and ligaments and cartilage and, of course, skin. So there's this layer upon layer of this tissue that keeps your body not only in one piece, but also helps to stabilize your function of the other organs. So most people are really not familiar with the term fascia. It's Latin. It's a Latin word that means band. And with regard to, you know, your body, it refers to this sheet of fiber that is technically bands of fiber that connect your system. It layers everything together, almost dovetailing in some areas. And it has a very balanced manner to it. So this connective tissue network contains like 70 trillion cells and encompasses also your neurons and your muscles. So this network is responsible for your body's movement. For instance, you know, how far you think you can throw a ball or how fast you think you can run or how high you could jump if you didn't have this healthy skeletal network. So we're going to find out how we can strengthen it. This very complex but essential network, but how we strengthen it is not going to be complex at all. Let's read this quote from Anatomy Trans. It's an educational service. It likes to map the human body. It says, structure without function is a corpse. So function without a structure is a ghost. End of quote. So, yeah, we got to have really good structures. So let's talk about the fibers that are binding our body and keeping us together. So the human body has these fibers, and we're told it's called fascia, and it's made up of collagen. So this is a tissue. Not only stabilizes the human body, but it also encapsulates, supports different areas like your organ areas. So medical science used to consider this fibrous band as merely a passive structure. However, one purpose of the fascia is to reduce tension and friction on our muscles. Therefore, the fascia is really a supportive network. It's a movable structure. It flexes, and it helps with nerve impulses and blood vessels that can pass through it. So it's very supportive and flexible. So the fascia is sometimes woven. It kind of looks like a wavy pattern, and this makes your body more flexible. And some of these bands can contain slightly different components with the collagen to make them different in strength, such as your joint ligaments, for instance. So the medical school anatomy books say fascia, they put it into two categories or systems. Therefore, the fibrous bands play a significant part. For instance, if there is a strain, let's say on your hip or the balls of your feet, then the function in your back is going to be affected as well. So there's all these categories that medicine uses the fascia for. By the way, I talked to a person a little while ago who had abdomen surgery, and for some reason, we don't know the details, but they removed the fascia of the abdomen area, and this person this person, you know, gets very tired and has to lay down and rest throughout the day, because without the that fascia network of support fibers, it affects the organs, and they lose a lot of stamina and strength. It's very interesting. Okay, so the two categories for this stabilizing of the body, they say you have some superficial fascia, which covers the subcutaneous regions close to your skin layer, and this is probably what this person lost in surgery, because notice the medical establishment says it's superficial. In their book, it's not really necessary. You know, God doesn't make anything that's not necessary in the human body. So deep tissue fascia, it's the densest type, they say. It has a lot of fiber. It's a connective tissue base, and it surrounds your muscles, your bones, nerves, and blood vessels. And then you have the visceral fascia, and that's a suspended. It supports organs such as the uterus and also various cavities. So that would be the pelvic area, where people have a lot of support issues after childbirth and things like that. Well, let's try to avoid the doctor in the clinic as much as we can, because you know, when you have a problem with fascia in that type of your system, is if you lose its stiffness and it becomes either too stiff or too loose. So either extremity, too loose or too stiff with your connective tissues, is not good. So this can occur when the body has a lot of inflammation or has had trauma. So scar tissue can also develop on your fascia and diminish its mobility. So modern medicine admits that this network of supportive fibers is complex, needs a lot more study. So in the early days of science, they thought that the fascia was just some small sheets of tissue that were isolated in certain areas, and they weren't connected to a network. They weren't really sure what it was for, so they kind of discounted it. So the network is really called extracurricular matrix, and this also encompasses the soft tissue around your muscles. So science reports that these tissues are made from the same elements. Okay, that's what they're made up of. Now, on some of the harder fascia, where you have your ligaments and your tendons, which are a little, you know, hardier, if you will, they resemble more of a leather-like type of collagen. So it's a different cell structure, but similar. Similar and different at the same time, isn't that something? All right, so let's talk about how they are building a human being, right? Scientists are attempting to construct a humanoid in structure. They've taken a quite long time to do this, because they had to get their big materialist to build this, you know, skeletal structure, your thing that supports the body. So for just the fascia system alone, in this model that they're building, a replica of the humanoid, they needed string, wires, elastics, sheets, sacks, insulation, bushings, struts, and springs just to cover the fascia of the humanoid. So the organic equivalent of these components in your body, really, they're made up of things like water, gel, and fiber. So without fascia, we don't exist, really. We can't function. So without a healthy fascia system, we can't do a whole lot. So just think how difficult it is when there is an injury to, let's say, your Achilles tendon. We're pretty vulnerable without that tendon. So ask any athlete, and he's going to tell you that, you know, they exploit their fascia system as a professional athlete, but it's called training. Mm-hmm. However, science likes to dissect the human body, put it into parts, and then it leads them to discoveries, but also blinds them to a system, a whole system that's supposed to work together. So the human body is not just a collection of parts like a car or a collection of zip codes. Hello. Today, science is saying, yeah, you know, our circulatory system is a chemical regulator, and our nervous system is a timing regulator. It sounds like you're talking about a diesel truck. But together, these two systems help you breathe and help your heart keep beating and your brain keep thinking. See how that works? So science is still kind of thinking about anatomy in terms of isolated functions or vectors, and it tends to limit itself in the big picture and can obscure a lot of function and discoveries. So in other words, we have complex layers of fascia that form unity for your system. Here is a quote from, again, Anatomy Trains Educational Service, Maps the Human Body. They say, fascia is part of the whole picture and is less studied than muscles or nerves, end of quote. Ooh. So, you know, fascia may be the Achilles heel of a lot of things. Think about it. Well, let's look at the collagen for a second, because the word collagen is usually referred to as our skin cells. It is often referenced in the cosmetic industry when you're selling, you know, the benefits of wrinkle creams. But it is an essential part of the fascia system. It's also highly sensitive to touch. So there are interconnective cells in the fascia network. And according to the bodywork experts, this sensitivity goes deeper than we think. So sports medicine physicians know the value of massage therapy to heal athletic injury. So touch can heal. It can decrease pain and also improve your sleep. So the right pressure will influence your heart rate, your breathing, your blood pressure. So a sensation of touch in the fascia network affects the production of dopamine and serotonin in your brain and also stimulates the immune system to make more killer T cells. So, you know, that's why I like skin brushing, and I talked about skin brushing in my book, The Power Herbs. And if you'd like a copy of my Power Herbs book, you can get it for yourself for just $14.99 at thepowerherbs.com. It's going to be under the Books and Newsletter tab, so you can check it out there. But I talk about skin brushing because health experts have also recommended, you know, health benefits of the skin brushing. It stimulates the brain and the immune system. So using a soft brush or a loofah, you know, which is really, you know, from the sea, it's a sponge. You can get it wet and then you can do some soft brushing, you know, while you're in the shower or the bath. And this triggers a lot of power on the fascia network. Also, your lymphatic system is stimulated, which is part of your immunity. So I prefer doing it when the skin's wet rather than when it's dry, but you certainly can do dry skin brushing as well. So if you're going to do that, it's really essential that you, wherever you're brushing, skin brushing on your body, you want to brush up towards the heart, okay? So remember that. So as Anatomy Trains has really pointed out for us, with regards to modern medicine, you can't just look at muscles on bones or joints by themselves because it will not explain the complete picture of human stability and movement. So we need to keep this in mind the next time we see maybe just an orthopedic physician or just a pain specialist, right? So what I like to do for strengthening the structure, the fascia, the whole thing, I like to use the herbs that are going to help the composition of our collagen cells. And I use herbs that promote healthy collagen, rebuild not only bone, but all your muscle and connective tissues. So when we do this, we are going to promote more flexible fascia networks that protect us from a myriad of health problems. So because as we get older, it's really more important to be strong and flexible and supportive, have that fascia network support our organs and our joints. They help us prevent falls and breaking our bones and things like that. So you want to be conscious of that. And the older we get, you know, people say, you know, you're going to have problems in your joints and stuff. But, you know, growing up, nobody talks to you about your joints. You know, nobody in phys ed ever mentioned anything about joints. It's all about keeping moving. You're not going to have stiff joints if you move and, you know, keep flexible. So we have a bit of maintenance we have to do there. One of the better low-impact exercise DVDs for, you know, older folks. It's not high impact. It's not, you know, an athlete training type of DVD, but it's a DVD set by Miranda Esmond White. She's out of Canada, and it's called Classical Stretch. I have it. I like to mix up my exercise routines because, you know, you can get bored, right? So then it's a good idea to do some good stretching. And this is not going to, you know, it's not like yoga where you're holding poses. It's not like that at all. Actually, holding poses, according to Miranda, is not good for your muscles, okay? So classical stretch will keep you flexible. It's very low impact. It's very doable. And I recommend her stuff. If anybody's interested. So you can find her on the internet, Classical Stretch, just Google that and you'll find it. So about the herbs I was talking about for your skeletal structure, your collagen, your bones, these are herbs I like. I like to use oat straw, lobelia, comfrey root, and horsetail. Now, these are not herbs you have to use all the time. You shouldn't have to, because medicinal herbs, the purpose behind medicinal herbs is to use them in short bursts. They're not supposed to be like lifelong drug therapy, you know. It's not supposed to be like that. Medicine has their drugs like that, but herbs are to, you know, give your body a boost, get you balanced and back on track. So from time to time you may have to use them, but it's not something you should have to take every day like a multivitamin. And you shouldn't have to take multivitamins either if you got a good healthy lifestyle going. So personally, I've seen most people use these herbs to improve bones and collagen for about 3 or 4 months. Even if you have really bad osteoporosis, I've seen people reverse that problem in just 3 or 4 months using these herbs. Like I said, when you get the right balance of chemistry, you can do a lot more with less. You don't need mega doses. And in this instance, I don't even recommend you take them every day. I tell people take them every other day is what I would do. So it's not something, you know, that you have to do lifelong. So isn't that refreshing and kind of liberating, though, right? Right? So if you're looking for those herbs, the oat straw, the lobelia, the horsetail, and, of course, the comfrey, we put those together in the calcium plant-based formula. And let me tell you why calcium plants are better than animal-based calcium. It's because the body's real picky about it, how it uptakes and absorbs and utilizes the calcium, and it has to have the minerals of boron, magnesium with it to do that. And, you know, if you have magnesium also in that first segment, we were talking about, you know, those nerve-wracking experiences, you get the magnesium also in your sun-dried salt. And according to the University of Vermont at their Lanier College of Medicine, they said if you have whole food magnesium in your diet, you're less likely to be depressed and need antidepressants. So, you know, these minerals are there for an uptake so the body can put your real calcium in bones, muscle, and connective tissue, and it doesn't get displaced and become things like bone spurs or kidney stones. So plant-based calcium is a lot gentler. It's the chemistry that the body likes because you don't have the mineral uptake in your dairy products. And if you think about it, there's a lot of people eating a ton of cheese and walking around with milk mustaches, and we still have osteoporosis problems. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call if you're interested in the calcium plant liquid and see how empowering you can be at just rejuvenating your system, the fascia system, your bones, your muscles, connective tissues. First thing people notice is their fingernails get really strong when they take a plant-based calcium. And, you know, it's not going to cost you a whole lot of money either. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Ask for their catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Different ball of wax. When you deal with Apothecary Herbs, people say it all the time. It's like, you know, it was a game changer when I found your products, a lot of people say. Because we're not the same stuff as what you get in the store. And the reason is processing and ingredient quality. So we have that professional strength quality going for us, and people notice it. So what you get in the store is kind of weak, and that's on purpose because that means you'll have to buy more of their stuff. But you're not going to get what you need that way, are you? All right, so we're going to be talking about, because we've got a few minutes here, we're going to be talking about some brain energy from plant compounds. Because we were talking about the, you know, stabilizing our nerves. Brain is part of the nervous system. And a research is from the University of Georgia says that when they bioimage the brain, they say that they notice your brain reacts to compounds in foods. So this led them to find certain foods have a brain react differently. So in their test, they showed that when you eat fruits and vegetables with the deep, vibrant colors, you know, green leafy vegetables, the dark green, the chlorophyll in them, and of course your vibrant orange hues and yellows in your peppers and things. Well, according to them, they said the brain it reacts to those deep colored foods. It boosts brain function. So they report that it's the carotenoid compounds in these types of foods that affect your brain effectivity. And it shows up very visible. It's very on the MRI scans. So it can't be dismissed. So they tested it against control groups, and two main carotenoid compounds that the brain reacted most to was lutein and zeaxanthin. So the compounds, these compounds, as you know, support eye health, also support other nutrients getting around the body. So that's what they're saying about that. According to their study, the brain would go into overdrive to get your tasks completed. So scientists are now looking at nutrient ways to buffer cognitive decline to prolong the function for the elderly to be more independent longer. So, you know, diet is everything. Like I said, if all good things come from God, if drugs offer side effects and risk, how is that good? So remember, toxicity undermines nutrition. Huh? We should never undermine God's creation, right? So it's real important to get certified organic fruits and vegetables going. I know they cost a little more, but if you think about it, you won't be in the doctor's office as much. So you can put that money towards your food bill. Plus, when you get more nutrition in your foods, you're satisfied on less volume of food. So your food bill is not going to be as outrageous as you think. Plus, look at all the wasted time sitting around waiting for the doctor, you know. According to Professor Stephen Miller, he's a professor of psychology at the University of Georgia. He says there is a natural deterioration process that occurs in the brain as people age, but the brain is great at compensating for that. Well, I don't think brain deterioration is normal. It may be common, but I don't think it's normal. I think we're missing something. We're not feeding our body the nutrition it needs to preserve itself and prevent that. So let's look at some high energy. A lot of people use coffee and sugar, but that's not time release energy. A good time release breakfast food is a little whole grain bread and fruit. That'll be time release all the way through lunch. So you won't feel hungry and you won't be hitting the vending machine and sucking down more coffee and stuff like that. Hard-boiled eggs on your salad is also going to be some nice extra brain protein. Researchers say the yolk in the egg contain choline. It's a brain powerhouse booster. So eggs are actually very good. Grapefruit juice is another one. Helps boost brain activity. We also have at Apothecary Herbs the brain concentrate formula. Again, medicinal herbs for that that you can use from time to time. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com. I gotta go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.